Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Our reading from Revelation today is one that always gives me joy to preach on. And we don't read much out of Revelation for a lot of the church here, but chapter 21, verse 5. And he who is seated on the throne is God the Father, he who is seated on the throne. Behold, he says, I am making all things new. All things new. What does it mean to be made new? We've heard growing up, and I'm sure, you know, all of the commercials that we've seen, something that is new and improved, I imagine it can only be one or the other, right? Can't be both. If it's new, it's new. If it's improved, it's the old made better. It's not new and improved. Jesus is not saying, or God the Father from the throne is not saying, I'm making things new and improved. He's making things new. All things new. So this vision that John has coming from the vision of what it's going to look like, what it will be when Christ returns and God does what he says he's going to do, to make all things new. What will that look like? A new heaven, a new earth. The old has passed away, the new has come. No more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, no more of the former things. All things made new. Now, living on this earth, we don't really have a good vision of what perfection looks like. We have a hard time imagining what things will look like when they are perfect, when they are made in the way they were supposed to be made, as in all new. Because we have so many things around us that promise newness, but don't deliver. I know many who have had joints replaced. This new joint. Now, there's a lot of promise with this new joint. And yes, there's a lot of relief that comes from it. But it doesn't fix everything, right? The new joint has its own problems. It's not perfect. So maybe it should be said that it's an improved joint, although it does take the old one out and put a new one in. It does improve some things. There's a lot of things that promise newness in your smile. Lots of things that can promise newness in your smile. You can put veneers on, make them white again. You can do all sorts of polishing and scrubbing. And if you got teeth left, you can maybe make them white. Dentures promise newness. Can have your smile back again. There's so many different weight loss programs to promise new life if you just drop the pounds. There's lots of promises about newness. There's a bad connotation with used, that used car salesmen don't even say that they're used cars anymore. They're what? They're pre-owned. Like that's fooling us? They're somehow better? This newness that we struggle with every single day of our lives is just whitewash. It's just paint. It's just, as a friend of mine always says, chrome. It's just chrome. It's just this layer put on the outside to make things look or appear or feel new. But they're not new. None of it is. In Ecclesiastes, the preacher says, there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. There's never anything new in this world and in this life. Even babies, when they come out all fresh and right out, they're not new. They've been around for 9 months already. They're not new. There's nothing new. And yet we strive, we work so hard for something new. Can't tell you how many times throughout my, life I've thought, well, I need to do something new. I need a new adventure, a new this, a new that, and it doesn't really add anything except more work. There's nothing new. There's no new sins. Even though the world showcases them differently, there's no new sins. They're still breaking the Ten Commandments, no matter how you look at it. They're still all the same things that have been around forever and ever. There's nothing new, not even in the world of sin. It's all old stuff. Nobody, you're not going through anything that somebody before you hasn't already gone through. It's not new. It may be new to you, but it's not new. Sometimes we think we've got sort of a niche. We've got sort of a uniqueness, and the world promises that too, right? Every individual person, you're all unique, you're all special, you're all individual, and you have all of these things that are just yours, except when you look around and see that everybody else has them too. But wait, I'm trying to be individual, just like everybody else. There's nothing new. And I think sometimes we really struggle with that. The church, oh my gosh, the church has struggled with that. With every generation, there's something new to do to attract somebody else. So we're gonna introduce new music, which isn't really new. New instruments, yeah. We're gonna do new screens and new lighting and new remodels and, well, let's tear down the old and build a new one, and then everything will be great. No, it's not new. No matter what building you build, it's going to have problems, whether it's an old building or a new building, whether it's an old church or a new church. It's going to have problems. There's nothing new. And yet our heart's desire is for newness, freshness, life, because all of that is connected in our heads. What happens when we resign ourselves to believing that there is nothing new under the sun? Good things happen when we, in our hearts, say, yeah, that's what I expected. But there's a promise from God. There's a promise from God here in Revelation 21. I am making all things new. Not that I am going to make all things new. Not that I made all things new. This isn't something he did in the past or that he's going to do in the future. He says, I am making all things new. I am currently at work making all things new. And there will come a time when I say, it is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It's done. All things have been made new. I long for that day when we can say all things have been made and are new. But right now, God is at work making all things new. Now, while Ecclesiastes will say there's nothing new under the sun, it also says that God's mercies are new every morning. Every morning. God is making all things new. Right now. Currently. All things are being made new. Not your joints. Not your cars. Not your technology. Not your smile. That's not being made new. We know that. We realize that. And we go, yeah, that's the way it is. And yet, God is at work, making all things new. In the waters of holy baptism, he makes new children for him. He makes a new people, a new chosen royal priesthood, a new people for his worship and praise. All the time, he is making things new. Every time we hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit is active in making something new in us, in you. I know many of us have gone to church for years and years and years, and yet there are times when we'll read scripture or we'll hear it preached or hear it sung and go, I never saw it that way. It's new. God is at work, even in the same old stories. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love, the old, old story. It's the one that we always tell, and yet it's new every time. God is at work making things new now. New in you and new in me. A renewed spirit. Something that is given new energy, new life. But it only comes from God. It doesn't come from our striving. It doesn't come from our trying to make things new. It doesn't come from us buying an improved product. It only comes from the one who is making all things new, and that's God himself. He does that for you and for me today, this day, this moment. You are being made new. You are not just an improved person from when you came in. See, that's part of the struggle of some churches that think, well, I'm trying to make myself a better person. You can't make yourself a better person. You don't have that ability. But God can make you new. So that when you walk out these doors, you are not the same person you were when you came in. You are not just an improved Grant Collins. You are a new Grant Collins. And even though Inez may say, I don't see any difference. But you are new. You are as new as Luca is or as Isaac is. You are that new. When God does his work in you, when God forgives your sins, when God wrenches you up out of the pit and places you on a solid ground, you are made new. When you leave here today, again, you are not the same person you were when you came in. You are new. You are new in the eyes of God because he has made you that way. And the blessings of God, as we said, are new every morning. So this is a new congregation. Even though we've been around 102 years, today we are a new congregation. We're a new body of Christ. We are a new gathering of his saints in this place. It's God who is making it that way. Amen. Now may the peace of God that it passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.